programmed into your life. He has a package of strength that he will infuse into your spirit, so that where mortal men fail, on the same ground, you will rise with strength, you will rise with power. Oh, my tabakamalataria. Engaba sobrege talimosanda. Eso mahalam perekaze. Naiga basket tombrezabate maskebriada. We are Puritans. Oh, men that are bought by the price of the blood of Jesus. There is a witness and a testimony that God released us into the earth to bear. That in the midst of darkness, there can still be light. That in the midst of gloominess, at the rising of our light can yet come. The Bible speaks of the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, the people that sat in darkness. He said they had seen a great light. There was something that did not bow to the darkness, something that could not be subdued by the darkness. It was a light that darkness had never had the opportunity to handle. The people that sat there for many years, but a light came, a light manifested, a light shined. Hey! Papa Sabala Kenokoria. I am a Sakoma. Lekabayatuske. And sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law. You are under grace. The grace of God gives you the ability to fulfill the word of God. The expectations of God. The mind of God can only be fulfilled by the grace of God. The grace of God is not a license for lasciviousness, for sin, for iniquity. It is a way out of the dominion. It's a way out of the power of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That's not your destiny. That's not how it was designed. Sin shall not have dominion over you. God did not ordain it that way. He ordained that a people of power, a people of praise will arise. They will be stronger than the scourge of sin. They will break the barricade, the barrier, the bucklers of the world system. They will stand tall by the glory of God. The name of the Lord will be upon them. There will be an evidence that Jesus died, that Jesus rose, that Jesus today is in the heavens of God. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Yeah! We are Puritans. We are Puritans. We are proof that Jesus won the battle. Our daily living is a proof. Our daily life is a proof that the Spirit is involved in us. We are not destined to be under the dominion of sin. Break out from the bubble. I am only Santa Maria. Yes, I come back to there is something stronger than lust. It's called the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that walked with our ancestors, walked with Abraham, walked with Isaac, walked with Jacob. The same Spirit is here today, and your case will not be different. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you experienced before you came to the Lord. If you can hold on to His Spirit, He will take you out of your trouble. I am mama Satala. Oh, He has called us unto victory. See, it's not your destiny. Don't accept it. Come out of it. That loss is a prison house, seeking to gain mastery over your soul. But in God, there is plenteous redemption. In God, there is mercy. Do not accept the lies of the devil. You were born for glory. You were saved to walk in light. You were born to an agent of the heavens. Our nationality is in heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are Puritans, and we were born for such a time as this. Kaleboboriama, come out of that place. Come out of that place. That is not your place. Come out of it. And by the hand of God, by the strength of God, by the Spirit of God, you will go beyond the burglary. You can cast down every imagination, the workings of the devil, that takes your thoughts to places it should not go. You can come against it and say, my body is a tabernacle for the Holy Ghost. That's what I do. I'm a temple. I'm a house for the Spirit that is holy. My thoughts must be holy. Thoughts of iniquity are not from God. You can bring them into captivity. You can cast them down. You can come against imaginations that be not of God. To walk in your high places. Don't accept to be a victim of the burglary. Sebonekere. Amamamamamamama. Call upon the name of the Lord. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Come, Sana Montelekeria. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You must realize that the fight begins in your mind. It gives you a picture. And just in case you are here, you are hooked up on pornography. That means there are things in your mind that God will have to edit. He gives you pictures. And when you see him giving you pictures, he has gone another step further. He gives you thoughts. Those thoughts are not from you. Those thoughts are not from God. But he seeks to find an affinity so that you can become affiliated to one of his products. And through that product, he can bring you into the burglary. He comes around. He crystallizes pressure. He makes you low on cash. And then if you have no confidence in him, your mind will take to places it should not go. In compromise, seeking for pillars to hold on to. He makes us vulnerable. And he suggests options to us, alternatives to us, ways out of our predicament. And he flashes thoughts through our mind. And he walks as if it's your thought. Speaking about your welfare for God's sake. Christ will bring you to that place of compromise. And suddenly you start on a journey, a pilgrimage, into darkness. And the devil never tells you that there's no limit to the entrances that you find in the midst of that dark door. He only tells you the things that are there for your deliverance. And from vanity, onto vanity, to higher levels of vanity, your journey reaches deeper into darkness. While corruption takes its toll on your life. And the time comes when you look upon yourself in the mirror, you can't recognize what you have seen. For your life has played out an anomaly. Something that is not expected in the new covenant. But because you forsook your mercy and your heart was not faithful to God, then other outcomes could become a possibility. But we have come to him today to lay hold of the horns of the altar. To lay hold. You know, when you lay hold on the horns of the altar, it means the options are not many. You are saying today, Jesus must answer me today. And that's how we need to war many times. Because of this casket of the flesh, this casement of the flesh, it brings so many options that are not available in pure spirit journeys. May God open our eyes to the pure spirit journey, so that we'll see that we were designed for one thing and for one thing only. To become vessels of honor unto glory in the house of God. Your faith is not complete until it has stature to reject the offers that come from the devil. There'll be so many offers. Elders in our office, deacons in our office became victims of corruption. Because when they smelled the smell of the $100 bill, the new $100 bill in a gym text bag, it possessed their soul with demons of greed. And they were reaching out to more gym text bags until they never knew when they were toppled. Another world, another civilization became the driving force over their soul, and the burglary put them in captivity. Hallelujah. We are breaking out of every area of our lives that we have conceded to the enemy. We want to come back now. You hop around, you have sex with one person, hack with another person, nothing happens, you test yourself, you are still negative. Glory. Then you appreciate the fact that you are young, full of life, capable of much. Darkness will always make you foolish before they destroy you. Instead of you to count it an act of mercy so that you can retrace your steps and hold on to the horns of the altar. That's the only thing that does not fail. Surrendering to God. You say, wow, let's try it more strategically. I've seen people that became HIV positive using condoms. They were faithful with condoms. So even they themselves cannot understand what happened. It's just because they are not scientists. The AIDS virus is smaller than the condom pop, for God's sake. Condom was not designed to prevent AIDS. It was designed to prevent pregnancy. Eremene sole ke yamakula. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. As long as you are human in this vessel of earth, desires will choke you. Even at the most pious and the most sanctimonious, desires will choke you. Sometimes in the wrongest of places. And that's why they say they should circumcise, cut off the foreskin. That means even though he's choking you, you have control over the skin, the flesh. He said, no, I have seen your desire, but me, I won't give you. You cut it off. If you know how many spirits how many spirits, how many seducing spirits from the kingdom of darkness concentrate their power on a believer when they want to force him to take a decision to accept immorality. If you know how many spirits, you will know that the devil has a lot to achieve from that compromise. Spirits from India, spirits from Kwararapa Kingdom. We collocate just to ensure that they pressure you to compromise in a way that will make you subject to the tyranny of the devil. Hallelujah. Because I fought that battle before. I fought that battle. And if we don't fight it, how can we help people that I need for that battle? My own did not come as a phone call. It came as, it was like a laser beam in Lagos. Then I knew that Lagos was the forest. Many people have left home. That Lagos, they are lost. Like a laser beam from a distant land to ensure that I'm crushed. All my convictions are crushed. I must bend to the will of the prince of the territory. In those days, I knew that any man that had confidence in his flesh was yet a toddler in the things of the spirit. For their powers in darkness, and even your will is not strong enough to contend with. Then you will seek the help of the spirit. And when you seek the help of the spirit, God help you to find the strongest spirit. Because you need to invoke the greatest power sometimes to destabilize the stronghold of darkness that have been focused upon your life. Hallelujah. Today we want to lay hold on the horns of the altar. As long as the devil does not bring us down, then he cannot control our destiny. That which God has said will come to pass and it will not tarry. And for 9 months that battle was on. But every day in the 9 months I fought. And when the 9 months were accomplished, God released a new level. Because yes, I was born anew. Because I chose him. It was not sufficient. It was not easy to choose him, but I did. Somehow, but not by my power anyway. Because I knew where my strength failed. My strength failed on the third month. My discipline, human discipline, it failed in the third month. But then from that point to the sixth month, it was another strength that I could not account for. It came from nowhere. It kept flowing out. It was so strong. I found something stronger than the devil. And that's what the Bible says when he said, he that is within you is greater in ranking, in ability, in capacity than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. If you are standing with God, even all of heaven, all the hosts of hell, if they come together to contend with you, I know what they will become if you decide not to let go of the horns of the altar. We rejoice today not because we have become stronger, but we rejoice because we have become weaker. And in our weakness, we have found the strength that burns supreme. When we accept our inadequacy, when we accept our insufficiency, then that strength becomes stronger. That strength becomes brighter. May you find that strength. Because the key of victory is in the Holy Ghost. Finally, before we close the camp, oh my God, the Holy Ghost is in this place. Ah, la bote melekaswa. Esoma hayakale zeli helekuria. Ebanate ponjana kulabate. Eske balatuna. Moses ended his journey in disobedience. Elijah ended his journey in discouragement. But in the kingdom, even the least among us is greater than Elijah. You are greater than Elijah. So your journey cannot end in discouragement. You are greater than Elijah. Your journey cannot end in disobedience. There is a spirit in man. It's the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth them understanding. God will teach you how to fight. He will teach you how to war. He will teach you how to escape. It is the spirit of the Almighty that give them understanding. Amele Korea Salamanda. Oh, 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 you will not end your journey in disobedience. You will not end your journey in despair. You will not end your journey in discouragement. Because in the kingdom, God gives his people the help of his spirit. The help of his spirit. So that they can become participants in the Zoe of God. They can walk in the life of God. They can take advantage of the support system of God. Oh, yeah, mama, 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 mama. We break free from the limitations of the kingdom of darkness. A new day comes upon us, a day of liberty, a day of freedom, where the least among us will be as strong as David. Sabolo no kanda. Escope la si desi la halamanda, braye sami kabasatwa, ebrakande loboro. There is a spirit in man. Remove your eyes from what the world has to offer. For the Spirit of God has a better offer. We are the circumcision that worship the Father in spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we have no confidence in the flesh. We bring to captivity every walk of the flesh in our lives. We bring it into captivity tonight. Ala brasketa mande, akena marakapata, asamama, ala yakona marakande, ebregre soboma, ire shamamama. Oh, 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 to fear. You have nothing to fear. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty has given them understanding. And as we close, I would like to invite us to rise. Your covenant is with the spirit of life. You have no agreement with death. Darkness has no place in your life. And just in case lust seeks to rise, it's an imposter. It comes with a burglary. You must identify it for what it really is. Your mind cannot be a dump. A filthy dump. It can't be a dump. It's not a house of lies. You must back the lies as they come. For the Bible says that they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their mercy. Let times of refreshing come from the presence of the Father. That everyone may be made new. That everyone may receive the renewal of strength. We will stand with you. You cannot become what the devil wants you to become. He never created you. He doesn't have a patent right over your life. The God of all flesh, the Father of all spirit, is the only one that can lay claim to your design. He's the only one that has the right to operate you, to sit in the office of your heart, and to step according to the counsel of God. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Friends, listen to me. Satan cannot win. Satan cannot win in your life. He can't win. And God's desire is that we will come to Him and burn in the flame of His Holy Spirit. As we burn, desires of the flesh burn out. Things burn out. Things that are not ordained of God, they burn out. The desire to be with a lady that is not your wife, it will burn out sometime in the journey. To burn out. The faith of the ancients that could make them wait for their time, for their season, it will begin to form itself inside of you. So that nothing really moves you anymore. So God can move you. That means you are growing like a living stone. Can you give Him praise and glory as we close tonight? Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Na te na kosa na boro. Zayena kanda mala kosa na. Inade salabonda kaya na merazi na bobo. Ali mama la kona salabona. Kosalabona galana. Oh Jesus. Ani nara mama rasebre na koza nande laina. Ani nana bola brase nani. Ina nama sa inamo. Oh, 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 oh. Now there's somebody here that God should deliver quickly. Oh, 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 oh. The person I speak about, you had an attack, and this attack came in form of a dream, and it's through that dream that you were infused with what it tends to regulate and to control life, and it's beginning to gain ground. And what will happen in the next few seconds as we pray is that the hand of God will hit you so that that yoke will break. Then we'll go. Can you lift your right hand to God anywhere you are? The yoke will break because God's right hand will descend upon you. Father, in the name of Jesus, when you brought us into your presence today, you decided to give us the peel of the Puritan so that we can carry out an evaluation of our lives and see how much of our lives we are giving over to vanity so that we can reclaim the ground that we have ceded to the enemy, that we can cut fresh covenant with you and align with the workings of your spirit and be obedient to serve you in spirit and truth. I ask, O God, on behalf of myself and everyone here present, and indeed every family that is represented in this place, that, Lord, the burglaries in form of diverse activities of demons to draw us away on the strength of lusts and of vanities that we consider to be important viewing from the vistas of the flesh. That, Lord, if there be any here today that has come under a strong influence, the kingdom of darkness, to regulate, manipulate, control the lives of your people in lines that are inconsistent with your will, I ask, Lord, tonight that you will not allow this moment pass, that you will stretch forth your hand and begin to operate a clinic right here in bringing those ones. Oh, my God. God is already descending from heaven. It's already descending. And there is one person he will descend upon. It is because he wants to break a yoke. When we do that, then we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you descend stronger. And let that yoke, that ground that the enemy has gained, let that ground be retrieved in the name of Jesus. Lord, from my left hand side to my right hand side, that one that was attacked in this way, I want to ask for a visitation. That just, okay, he's coming. That spirit will descend. 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 From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. That, Lord, you will break that protocol, that program that has begun to operate around that life. You will destroy that program. You will destroy, Jesus. It's a program of the enemy. It's a program that is running. It's a program on your life. It's a program. I break that program. I destroy that program. In the name. It's a program. I detonate it. Aila kusketa kula mante. Isabote takabatwa. Pokane kilabozena. I destroy that program. And any weakness that you have incurred that gives that program a foothold on your life, I also destroy that weakness by the power that is in the Spirit of God and by the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise strong as a soldier of God. Rise strong as a soldier of God. Anything that was placed on you will not be able to function from this night. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim strength. I proclaim reinforcement from heaven. O kabine sabo dakwa sanate. Eloroko. Elariga satwa tamala elesko bakabres kabanata. Ego vanasika. Lord, look upon her heart. She desires to run away with you. But yet there's this program. Ask that the entirety of your fury will be released over that operation as you give it leave of her life. Even tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against the program of the devil. That walking of the devil. Let the grace of God take programmed into your life. He has a package of strength that he will infuse into your spirit so that where mortal men fail, on the same ground, you will rise with strength, you will rise with power. Oh!